Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Welcome, everybody. It's time to podcast once again.
Once again, corpses.
Arise.
Wait, do we want them to arise?
We don't yet.
Oh. Just keep, be ready, like a slow simmer.
Be chill.
Chill, corpses.
Yeah, there you chill. Go. Chill. There we go. Perfect.
We'll let you know.
Yeah.
The key word is boysenberry.
Mm, good choice.
Didn't think that would come up, you know, in casual conversation.
Yeah, I don't think so. I hope not. Because if it does, we're in trouble.
Yeah, well, I mean, they listen to us.
Well, I mean, we just don't want them to, you know, we don't, it's timing. Timing's
sure.
Everything.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's in this business, timing's everything.
This corpse business.
In this business, they don't have to know about our business. They don't want them to know our business.
You stay out of our business.
Yeah, it's really, really rude that you're even here early.
Yeah, I don't even, you know, come on. I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
Don't care what I do.
Voodoo.
The voodoo that you do.
So well.
So well.
How about a movie?
Would you like to talk about a movie?
I would.
Then do it. I allow it.
Okay.
Do the thing. Do the thing.
2014.
Okay.
It's kind of what we're doing.
Okay.
What we do in the shadows.
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch this in May of 2020.
I like how you say that so low and dejected now that April has gone.
I know. It's just, there's nothing. I was the pinnacle. It's over.
It was the pinnacle.
Do you think like when somebody has like an athlete or something has their best, do you think they know it and then just the rest is like, why am I even bothering?
Yeah, so at that point, they could take that stance. Do they say, well, how do I stay relevant?
Yeah.
Do I want to stay relevant?
Right. It's like every other month is shite now. Like, I don't
it's
care
total
anymore.
Shite.
Yeah.
It's all over. You peaked.
That was it.
As a man who's peaked well, well long ago, I've got to say, I don't know why I keep doing this.
You got to hope for like your old man stretch, like your old man Logan run or something, right?
Sure. Maybe.
I think so.
I wouldn't mind fighting a dinosaur.
Mm. Why not?
Why? But they had it coming.
Yeah. Totally. They're dying. Why are they here?
Yeah.
Christian science bullshit.
Stupid flat dinosaurs.
Yeah. What the hell? But seriously, they're flat.
Mm-hmm.
This is 1 hour and 27 minutes, and it is a comedy horror. Summary here. Vampire housemates try to cope with the complexities of modern life and show a newly turned hipster some of the perks of being undead.
That's amazing.
This movie's so good. It is freaking hysterical. I am so happy that this and Flight of the Conchords really lifted Taika Waititi to the status he's at now. He totally deserves it. Dude is hysterical.
Very much so.
This movie blew me away. When I heard about it, I was like, this sounds funny. I would check it out. Why not? The idea seems a little like the real world vampires. Like, it seems a little lame to me. But I was completely wrong. This movie fucking rules. It's so funny. The humor is perfect. They do such a good job. Every character so well developed, including Peter, who's just Nosferatu. So funny. I like every time I watch, I think I've seen it 5 or 6 times now.
Nice.
And it's every time I laugh my ass off at certain parts. The werewolves are great in this. There's just so many parts that are so funny. Like him trying to go on the internet and use the internet is great. There's like the, them trying to do like the Lost Boys thing. They don't understand like human food or anything, so they just pour out like what's essentially like Chef Boyardee in a can just onto a plate and give it to people, not heat it up or anything, just leave it like in this congealed blob. And they call it biscotti because they don't know it's called spaghetti. It's so fucking funny. Have you seen it before?
I have not. I like Flight of the Conchords and I like Waititi. I can never say his name.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yep.
You know, that guy.
The Thor Ragnarok guy?
That guy.
Yeah, he's so good. If you get a chance, this is well worth your time. And there's an effects series now. I haven't gotten a chance to catch up on that, but I know Matt Berry's in it. And
okay.
I love Matt Berry. It just seems really, really good. So check it out. The editing, spot on. It's supposed to be like there's a documentary crew, kind of like they're learning about trying to adapt. And so like they hire a documentary crew to follow them around. It's so funny. It's so funny.
That sounds great.
They take they nail every vampire trope. It's just, it's wonderful. It's way up your alley because it's got that dry at times.
But I love dry humor. So good.
Goes from way dry to way silly, like back and forth. It's fucking hilarious.
That's great.
IMDb gives us a 7.7 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critics, 184 critics, 96%.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Audience, 27,453 people, 86%. So pretty darn high across the board, and I am no different than any of them. It is a 9 out of 10.
That's wonderful.
Very good. And you know I don't rank comedies too high. Unless they're called Ghostbusters.
Do, 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 do.
But not as bad as you with Black Dynamite and your criminally low score.
Shut up. What was that score? It was like an 8 or something?
I think so, yeah. Too low is what it was.
To be fair, you didn't know how I score. You know, I rarely go high. I'm just now learning how to do a 9.
Right.
It's all very new to me. I haven't done a 1 in a while. Like, maybe.
No. Yeah,
maybe.
No, right?
Hold on, let me look. Nope, not today. But
I still have an unopened Murder Party on my DVD shelf.
You never open that.
That's the rule. Sam tried to get me to watch. Did I tell you this? Sam tried to get me to watch it. She's like, let's watch it. I was like, he said we can't open it.
Sam.
And she was just like, he would appreciate that you'd watch it. I was like, no, he would kill me. He said he would kill me if I opened it.
Sam, you're allowed to watch it, just not that DVD.
Mm-hmm.
That DVD remains sealed for all of time.
Yeah.
If you wanted to watch it, it's on one of the streamings, Netflix, one of them. You can watch it there if you really wanted, like, I don't know, torture yourself.
And not in a cool, interesting, sexy way.
Yeah, it's not sexy at all.
No. It's gross.
It's dumb.
It's like the corpses back there.
Yeah.
Not sexy at all.
They are, don't say the word. let's talk about a movie that's kind of interesting. 2014's The Door.
The Door.
The Door.
Great name.
It makes you wonder about a door.
It sure does.
What could be on the other side of that door?
I don't know.
Well, that's pretty much the premise, right?
Right.
I watched this on October 5th.
Wow, seriously?
Yes.
Wow. You got some movie watching to do, my friend.
Believe me, when you realize some of these new movies I'm about to mention.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I took some time off from work, okay? I'm going to just sit at home and watch movies.
I'm super excited. Yeah, you're just going to have to Clockwork Orange yourself.
I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, where I sit on my human furniture and drink milk, or what were they doing?
Yeah, that's it.
Directed by Patrick McBrady.
That's why we have all the corpses.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I'd need staple gun or nail gun. Like, is nail gun too much?
It depends on how you're sitting on them. Like, what position you want them in.
It doesn't matter as long as butt on face.
Oh, butt on face? Then probably certainly a nail gun.
Nail gun?
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
Got it. Sorry to distract you people. Starring Alice Crocker. Jeez, my writing's bad. Sam Cantor. I was like, her name's not Alice Cracker. That's not a real name. It's Alice Crocker.
Uncle Cracker.
Follow me. Everything, all right.
Song is
blah 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 night.
Who wants pine cones shoved in their ears?
It's all Kid Rock's fault. And Matt O'Connor. IMDb summary. That's the longest it's ever taken me to tell you. There's been 4 in films I've gotten quicker than that.
Yep.
IMDb summary. Unemployed and broke, Owen is having a terrible week.
Sorry, Owen.
It's not until he saves a Japanese businessman from a couple of thugs that Owen's luck begins to change.
Maybe that's what you need to do.
Just find a Japanese businessman?
And try to save him. But you, like, force yourself on say, like, he doesn't need to be saved, but you, like, force yourself to say, like, I saved you.
Yeah, that could work.
That could work.
That could work.
Yeah, I think you're onto something. We got a lot of corpses back here.
Oh, man. If any Japanese businessmen are interested in shady American operations, let me know. Email, capesandscalespodcast@gmail.com. Feel free. And then I put blah, 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 goes on for an eternity. This is a very long, spoiler-filled explanation on IMDb. Don't read it.
Okay, wow.
Basically, it is guard the door, don't open the door, shoot anything that comes out the door.
Oh, I like that.
So that's his job.
I like that.
It is a simple concept that creates so much tension.
Yeah.
You are on edge the whole movie.
I like that.
So he lucks into this job, and what he does is his first night is also his girlfriend's birthday, and it's like their relationship's a little rocky at the moment. He's like, look, I just landed this gig. It starts tonight. I have to go, but I will make it up to you. And she's like, that's fine. She gets it. He goes to the job.
Does she get it, or she does the woman thing where she says she gets it?
We'll get there.
Okay.
She does that. So he...
Of course she does.
He goes to the job. There's one man there. He lets him in. He sits him down at a table. There's like not much going on. There's a gun in the drawer. He goes, gun drawer? There's the door over there. It's like, you know, 20 feet away or something. He goes, if anything comes out that door, shoot it. I'll be back in 12 hours.
Wow.
And he goes, that's all you got to do. Don't let anybody in.
Hmm.
That's it. And then things go terribly wrong because his girlfriend shows up. Hey, I missed you. Blah, 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 cliche, horror, blah, blah.
Of course she does.
There's another thing that does happen before they show up where they get a delivery. And two guys show up, and he calls it dude. He's like, you didn't tell me anything. He's like, this doesn't normally happen. Deliveries happen during the day. He's like, check their ID, let them in. You let them in the door. If they don't come back out that door, in 20 seconds, don't open the door no matter what you hear.
Hmm.
So he opens the door. The men go in. They have like a crate. They open the door. You hear a ton of tussles. Tussling. Lots of tussling. And it's almost time for him to lock the door, and the two men come out. And they are fucked up.
Huh.
So he seals the door. And they're like, all right, see you, man. Good luck. And he's just like, what the fuck just happened?
Interesting.
Things go awry when his girlfriend and his friends show up because they hear somebody crying in pain. It's like an old warehouse area.
Yeah.
They hear somebody crying inside the warehouse that he's guarding. And they're like, well, what's in the thing? And things go to hell from there. It is weird because you don't know if this is a supernatural movie or not. It's one of those where you're like, I don't know what's going on.
Right.
Clearly something is terrible. Hmm. But is it like... It could be like an animal or something in there that messed these guys up so quickly.
Certainly.
Or it could be a ghost or something.
Right.
It could be a bunch of corpses that Japanese businessman.
Shh.
So I'm just saying it could be capesandscalespodcast@gmail.com. Anyways, the friends arrive. They make the night go to hell for Owen. It's a varied friend group, which pissed me off, where it's like, make sure we got the one black guy and the two lesbian girls. And it's like, the lesbian girls piss me off the most. Not because they're lesbians, because they're just like, oh, I love when lesbians make it. Like, you had to make it like a big thing that they're, instead of just like having them like, I don't know,
if you write
a hand on a back.
Right. Realistically, because no, like, lesbian couple you've ever met ever are just like, aren't lesbians the fucking greatest?
And let me just sit on this desk and just start making out.
Yeah.
For like an eternity. So dumb.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely hate that shit.
Yep.
But anyways, everything goes bad, and I'm on the fence as to whether or not this is a good movie, mainly because I love the idea. The
premise is good.
And it's just a little wonky.
What year did this come out?
This came out in 2014.
Okay. Because there was a thing in Twin Peaks, which came out in 2018, where a guy has to watch. His job is to, he has all these cameras set up. It's not him. He works for this company that has all these cameras set up on this glass box.
Oh, okay.
And his job is to like change out SD cards and watch the box.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's like when you started talking about, I'm like, sounds a lot like Twin Peaks.
Well, Twin Peaks did it better. Probably watch that then.
Yep.
Not the best ride to a solid ending, even if it's a little predictable. Mm. I enjoyed the ending. IMDb gave it a 4.3.
Mm.
Rotten Tomato Critics, there isn't a page for this movie.
Whoa.
Doesn't exist. I tried real hard to find it. I'm like, am I just an idiot? Is it called something else? No. Could not find it. I gave it a 5.5.
Okay.
It is so close to what I wanted. And if they did a handful of things differently, it probably would have been a 6 or a 6.5.
Shame. But good that it stuck at least to over the 5.
Yeah.
Got over the hump.
It got over the hump.
1985.
Oh.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yay!
Watch this in May of 2020. It is 1 hour and 31 minutes, and it is a comedy directed by, and his first film, Tim Burton.
Tim Burton, yes. Yeah. Comedy gold.
Starring Paul Rubens, E.G. Daly, and Mark Holton as Francis. IMDb summary here. After his beloved bike is stolen, Pee-wee Herman embarks on epic quest to recover it.
That's all you need.
That's it.
Yeah, it's perfect.
This movie is so fucking great. The tone of this movie is excellent. It feels like Pee-wee Herman, who's like a child man.
Kind of.
It's just so good. It really captures what became Burton's like child whimsical but dark quality. Like certain sequences, like when he hits the billboard coming out of the biker bar, and then he has the weird dream of like the clown surgeon who's like furnishing his bike, and it's so bizarre and like just totally bizarre. The Large Marge thing, which is like legitimately creepy. But at the same time, it's like childhood innocence, and Pee-wee's just so happy-go-lucky and just so goes with the flow. It's just so much fun, and Danny Elfman's score is one of my favorite Danny Elfman scores for anything.
Yeah, it's super solid.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you're talking about the guy who did Batman the Animated Series, Tales from the Crypt, The Simpsons.
He did damn near everything for a while.
Yeah, there. Danny Elfman was the guy, right? Like, he just did everything, and this was, again, an earlier work from him. Not super early, because obviously Oingo Boingo was a pretty popular thing, but this was him really kind of dipping his toes into film scoring and composing. And man, this movie is just so much fun start to finish. E.G. Daly's great in this movie as Dottie. Just so good. It's so much fun. It's just, I mean, I showed this to Sam because she hates Pee-wee Herman, the character.
What?
Yeah. And I was just like, you should watch this. I think you'll really enjoy it. She did not really enjoy it, but she liked it more than she thought she would. IMDb gives it a 7 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critics, 46 critics gave it an 87%.
Mm-hmm.
Audience, 113,307 people gave it a 79%. I give it a 9 Out of 10, it's my favorite Tim Burton movie.
Really? That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what, man, I got to think about that. I'll have to get back to you on that.
Yeah, this one is my favorite.
That's a huge, there's so many good ones.
Uh-huh. There are a ton of good ones. There's a lot of bad ones, unfortunately, sure. Especially towards the later end of his career lately, but there are a lot of good ones.
Sam, why don't you like Pee-wee?
So cool.
Pee-wee's great.
This movie's great. Pee-wee's Playhouse is out there, don't get me wrong.
Oh, it is, for sure. Did you watch the stage version of it?
No, but I hear it's phenomenal.
It's so good. That's Sam, watch that.
Oh,
watch
my
that.
Goodness, yeah.
It's so good.
Cowboy Curtis.
Cowboy Curtis. Cowboy Curtis. Well, I watched another movie.
Ooh.
It was recommended to me.
By Mike McGee?
By Amazon.
Oh, I see.
Because of another movie I watched.
I've heard of him.
Yes. You know, Greg G. Amazon?
Yes, I've heard of him.
He was like, hey, you watch The Church? You should watch this movie. It's called The Other Hell. It's sometimes known as The Guardian of Hell.
Okay.
It's an Italian horror movie.
Ooh.
About a church.
Ooh.
It's called L'Altro Inferno.
Mm.
The year 1981, so it predates The Church.
It does.
I watched this on October 10th.
Nice.
Squeezing them all in.
10-10.
10-10. 10-10-20. IMDb Minutes, 1 hour 28 minutes, genre horror thriller, directed by Bruno Mattei, but he was directing it as Stefan Oblowski.
Of course he was.
As you do.
Yeah.
Starring Frank.
There's nothing more I want to be than Maximilian Oblowski.
We'll get there, buddy. We'll get there. I'm going to get you. I'm going to make you famous as an Oblowski.
As an Oblowski. The big Oblowski.
The big Oblowski. I think we can make that after Foul of That Bird. J-Rod, you up for another one?
The big Oblowski.
You're a stupid Oblowski. And Jared's just like, nah. I like it. This has legs. We're already in pre-production, Jared. We are not. But Foul of That Bird is. Starring Franca Stopi, Carlo De Mejo, and Francesca Carmeno.
Of course.
IMDb summary. This summary pisses me off a lot.
Okay.
Nuns become possessed by the devil in lust after the abbot. It's not what happens.
I see.
And I wrote, fuck this description.
Okay, I like that.
Fuck whoever wrote that's alliteration. Bullet Point has a dark but realistic tone. Mm-hmm. It's similar to The Door. In not sure if it's supernatural or demonic or if it's just creepy people.
Creepy people.
Creepy people. Creepers. The main nuns are very solid. They're acting super good, but mostly everyone else isn't.
Right.
Plotting, boring, has a good last 10 minutes or so. So essentially, why would you watch this? Well, it's killer nuns, essentially. There's a lot of death happening at the church, at the convent. One priest dies, another one comes in to investigate. He kind of sucks. There's a weird farmer guy that tends to the grounds. Groundskeeper Olaf, I don't know. Groundskeeper Oblowski.
I was going to say that, Olaf Oblowski.
And it's just weird. It's very weird, and I don't have to spend a ton of time on it. I will say that the main nun that is afflicted or insane, you don't know, super solid. She's super good, but she's not enough to elevate this movie high enough.
Gotcha.
There is cool. It's a cool setting. There's a cool like catacomb full of skulls underneath it. Like, there's some really cool stuff.
The Italians really do a nice job with picking really bizarre, like at least conceptual or like geographic concepts. Like, what?
I really hoped you were gonna say they do a good job with skulls.
There's one movie. Is it House by the Cemetery? They have to go underground. Might be City of the Living Dead. They have to go underneath. They go from a mausoleum underneath of the actual cemetery. And because the corpses are buried, they're like reaching down for the people, which is such a cool concept. Like, oh, that's so smart.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, you see their feet and some of their heads are like, and they're trying to reach for them. And everything. Oh, that's so creepy.
That's a fun idea of what to do with corpses.
Right?
Japanese businessman, capesandscalespodcast@gmail.com. I'm just going to get an email that says Japanese businessman, and I'm not going to open it. But that's it. IMDb score 4.6. Rotten Tomato critics didn't do it. The audience gave it 11%. That was 200 people.
Holy shit.
I gave it a 5.
Okay.
Because that one actress was so incredibly good.
Wow. That is
and honestly, I didn't know if it was actually supernatural or just some sort of mania for the longest. So there you go.
There you go.
It's a movie. It happened.
Yeah, absolutely. So
we did it.
I got a pie.
Whoa.
It's Boysenberry.
Oh!
Pie.
Mm.
Bye.
Oblowski.